is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this Friday, chilly Friday morning?
Visually speaking, it doesn't look too bad, but I neglected to pre-start my truck this morning as I was walking across the parking lot. So when I got in, not only did I have this, you know, I know there was that frost warning, but it was just like a heavy dew on both the inside and outside of the windows. So I had to turn on the fan full blast and sit there for a minute and let the window clear up, and then wiper the outside, and then wiper the outside, and then I got to the point where I was good to go. But all in all, not too bad. Still wearing a sweatshirt, so that tells me that it's a little chilly out today. But it's Friday. It's finally here.
You know, Fridays, even though that I've been retired, still have a special meaning, a special feeling when it's Friday. For whatever reason, I still look forward to Fridays.
Well, even though you're retired, I think the world still has this, now granted, everyone works different schedules. You go somewhere, you go to a store on the weekend, they're open because somebody else is working. People are working all kinds of shifts, but the majority of people, you know, their business hours, and Monday through Friday, 7 to 3:30, 9 to 5, whatever you want to call it, you can feel that, you can see that as you traverse out and about. You can tell the difference between daily commuters and, you know, the Sunday driver type of people. And, you know, the commute home from work versus those that are coming home from after work activities. It's, you know, there's this flow, there's this motion of the world around us that even if we're not directly tied into it, it's hard to ignore. It's like the waves in the ocean. You want to go swimming, you don't want to bother yourself by the waves, but it's kind of hard to not be part of it.
You're absolutely right. When I was getting ready to leave, the Julie Alba or Julie Reiner, who worked in Pressure, she said, "Oh yeah, you got to get yourself one of those. You know, if you take vitamins or pills, you know, get one of those pill containers. So Monday, Sunday through Saturday, you'll know what day of the week it is." And I'm like, you're right, because, like, Wednesday night is garbage night. Thursday is garbage day. Saturday or Sunday is church. There's always something to keep that rhythm going.
And that probably stays relevant with you because you're quite active, syncing in with other people's schedules, getting out and about, your club activities, you're staying connected. Now, if you retire to a cabin in the woods with a lot of seclusion, living off the grid, you know, all these things that, you know, close the window, turn off the view of the world, you might forget what day it is. It doesn't really matter anymore. That would be nice to retire that way, but I don't see it happening for either of us. You've seen Mark Foley took his test last night, and that's pretty cool. Obviously, he's been studying on his own, so congrats to him. I did extend the perpetual invitation for him to stop in, but as he often says, he's got a pretty busy morning routine, he said he thinks about it a lot, but he never gets a chance to sit down and check in. But we had a few exchanges about radios, and he said he was looking at that Zygu G90 in considering that. So we were chatting about that a little bit, just a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think I would have guessed Mark Foley for some reason. You know, it's been so long since I've really been in contact with him. It was like a year ago when, or almost, just after I got my license, and we were on the air for a little bit going through, I think he was going through Echolink, but I think I was going through Ross's node, and we chit-chatted for a few minutes, and other than that, I haven't had any contact with him. I didn't work with him that closely.
All in all, he really wasn't there that long, but at the very end of his time there, I spent a lot of time working with him in the Indevco cell, supporting them. So that's how I connected with him. But, yeah, he was in here for a short time and then disappeared.
Yep, you're right. He was only here maybe 3 years. It wasn't long at all. It was a quick tenure at PCB.
Just, he didn't seem, I don't want to say he didn't seem settled. I think he was just itching to do something else and leave the area. I think probably since the first time I ever actually had any serious discussions with him, I think I had, learned about his interest in traveling and, going south, so I think I recall that.
Yeah, I think you're right. Unsettled. He never seemed really settled. And I know, he and I had some discussions when he was in the Indevco area about trying to get how to get workers to stay focused on some stuff. And then we only chit-chatted a few minutes, and next thing I know, he was leaving. So, yeah. Well, good. I'm glad. Because I think that I've been looking at that same radio off and on. I just never pulled the trigger.
As you guys know, I was doing some research on a QRP rig. CW1s are readily available, but QRP Labs makes the sideband versions with CW and digital, and they look very tempting. Especially the kits, it'd be fun to put together if you had to pick which bands you wanted. And in trying to decide which bands I would want, I had a lot of conversations with ChatGPT, and we were comparing models, this and that, and building antennas for it. And I ultimately ended up getting to the point where I said, you know what? I don't think I need one of these right now. Let me go out and play with the radios I have and see how much I really like this and see how much of a inconvenience it is to carry around the larger kits that I have rather than something that's a little more, just a little pouch-style radio, summit-friendly, right, for soda on the air. And a lot of the things that were talked about were, if this is your only radio, don't go with a QRP rig or a 20-watt radio because, your contacts are going to be not few and far between, but less common, and you're going to have to work for them. And every time I kept reading that same thing, it made me think that, I'm probably going to be running 100 watts most of the time. Unless I'm looking for the challenge. And if that was my only radio or my first radio, I don't know. I don't know what that
would. Yeah, I've seen those QRP Labs, QRP radios. There's some of them are like 5 watts. If I remember correctly, you had to pick the band or bands that you wanted. There was, you only didn't have a lot of choices. I heard that they're running off like 9-volt batteries, so you're putting out very few watt, very small wattage. But I've seen videos where they were making a lot of contacts, but I think they were up on a hill, depending on the antenna they had. I did think about buying one, something to assemble, to tinker with, but you know, it was all, I think it was all CW at that time, and I definitely don't do CW.
And I was kind of in a similar situation, him and Han. I do have a EchoLink user listed on my page here, and I also have Jeff behind me, so I'll put a pause out here and see if anyone wants to jump in. This is KC2NVN.
Good morning, everybody. How are we all today? Actually, went to radio last night and didn't get out until 10:30.
Not know how you do it, ma'am.
I just show up. Then we start talking, and then next thing you know, oh, I gotta go.
When I first got my CPAP machine, I was able to do that. I used to start work here at 5, so I'd be getting up at 3:30. I could easily stay up till, you know, 10, 11 o'clock and be able to get up and be ready to go, but for some reason, those days are gone. I'm heading to bed at, you know, somewhere between, you know, 7:30 and 9 these days, and sometimes I still don't want to get up. My body says get up, but I don't feel like I'm fully rested.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Some days I just don't feel fully rested when I get up. But for me, this routine works most of the time. I do take a nap during the day, usually.
That statement, we definitely know, Brad, that Brad has settled into retirement.
Well, yeah, because I can take a nap. Not every day, but some days I'll sit down and start watching YouTube, and next thing I know, because that's not on autoplay, I'll just be wake up and there's just a splash screen of either YouTube stuff, or it's even gone into, it's gone to the home screen of the TV. But hey, that's what retirement's all about, right?
Well, Lynn is very much that way. First thing she does when she gets up in the morning is turn the TV on. She says it's because it feels like there's people there. She doesn't like the idea of being alone, and that helps her. She'll just turn it on and go about her day. Go do laundry, go, you know, do whatever, work on a project. Doesn't necessarily need to be in the room just to hear the activeness, in the distance there.
Yeah, my mom would do that. I'm more of a radio guy. I would definitely just turn on a radio, and not necessarily an amateur radio, but an FM radio or a podcast, and listen to that when I'm out and about doing stuff or around the house.
It's funny, the other day when I was, and I think Jeff said something like this the other day, so I kind of echo that thought, is my streaming services weren't working in the truck the other day, so I switched over, and I think he called it terrestrial radio. And I was scanning through, and I'm thinking, huh, this stuff sucks. I do like having a little more directed content in my life. It's hard to just turn the TV on and just let whatever's playing play, or turn the radio on and just letting that play. If I knew there was better content on other channels, I would definitely scroll on over.
What I have a hard time with terrestrial radio is the morning show people, where you have two guys and a girl, formulaic radio programming, where it's just stupid. It placates to the masses and then just over it. It's not funny. It's just dumb.
And maybe it goes back to the whole idea of, people wanting to hear someone else in the morning, another voice, keeping them connected to the world. Like I was saying, like Lynn turns on the TV, even if it is crap.
In the morning, I'd rather just put on, like, NPR and get whatever news happened overnight with an unbiased well, mostly unbiased opinion, and just give me the facts and let me go.
Kind of let me go. I've got 6:45, so I'm going to jump out here. Interesting thoughts as we're starting our day here. Well, you have a nice weekend, Brad, and I'll see you on the inside, Jeff. If you're out there, Ross, we'll see you on the inside as well. This is K2PCB. I'm clear.
73s, KC2NVN, clear.
And we will talk to you on Monday. KC2PET, this is KE2GDQ. Are you out there?
KE2GDQ, KC2PET. Good morning, sir.
How was your evening, Ross? Busy with doing homework and stuff like that?
You got it. I have a wife full day at work, so, yep. I work fast. Yeah, a little quick time and then bed. And then I went to bed.
Yeah, I can understand that. I was going to go to the club last night and hang out and, you know, just meet more people. And, you know, I decided, you know, I'm not going to get home till 8:30 or 9 o'clock. And by the time I get in bed, it'd be almost 10. And there's stuff I want to do today, especially I'm going to go shoot this morning. So that's, you know, get up early, leave the house early. So, yeah, I decided to stay home and go to bed early. And, yeah, it feels good that I did.
Yeah, I would like to join that club, Lancaster Club, but I got too much going on in the fire department. I guess I can join the club later. Fire department takes up a lot of my time, too, so I guess you can call that up. I don't think you call that a hobby. It's more of a service for me.
Yeah, it's definitely a service, you know, but that's something you like to do, and that's fine, and I admire people that do that, that sort of thing, and because we do need them, you know, we need those types of people to do that. So yeah, the club will always should always be there. So when the time comes, you can join.
So I heard you guys talking about rigs. Well, I know, first of all, I heard that Mark got his license. So that's pretty cool. He's in the same boat that we are. I don't know when he's gonna have. Drake, he's got his license and everything, but I don't know when he has time to talk on a radio.
Yeah, Travis was saying this morning that he's got, I guess, quite the morning routine. I think last time we talked, which was like a year ago, he had some sort of farm animals. And I'm not saying he had a farm, but I think he had some sort of animals that he had to take care of before he went to work. So yeah, I don't know how much time he has to play radio. I'm finding it right now, this time of year, I don't have as much time to play radio.
Yeah, neither do I. I keep wanting to get my license. I upgrade my license, but I just don't have the time to study. I just thought about making a test. I can kind of fudge it, but I don't know. I probably wouldn't. Yeah, so I have to do some studying, but who knows? Yeah, that's the other thing, too. If I did get my upgrade, I don't know what kind of time I would have to even dedicate to, you know, like Travis does, parks on the air and stuff. I don't know if I could have the time for that. First, I don't know. Maybe if Evelyn was more involved with it, she's more into unicorns and Barbies and stuff like that. She's not into the radio side of things for me.
Yeah, my granddaughters are definitely into the Barbies right now, or playing with those types of dolls. I know that when I do bring the FRS radios down, they love to play with them. Or when they're here and we go to the playground, they really do like to play with them. I wouldn't be surprised if I did have, you know, set up a time where, you know, you or Travis and Jeff, where I was to talk to them and she was to sit here and listen. I think she might actually like that. But she's Oh yeah, she's Evelyn. Your daughter's Evelyn, right? She's her age.
Yeah, on the weekends it's doable. If you ever have your grandkids over, I mean, we get to have Evelyn and her talk together too. We allow them to talk as long as we're at the station with them. So that might be a thing.
Yeah, that might work. Where they both get a little bit of an interest in it, especially if they're, you know, because they're the same age. So that's something to think about, Ross. I don't know when we'll be having the kids for a weekend yet, but it seems like about once a month we have the kids.
Yeah, we could set up a weekend sometime when you have them. And then again, I don't push it on Evelyn. Even if she's become a fire lady, that'd be fine too. But if she doesn't do that as well, that's fine. You know, it's not for everybody. And like I said, ham radio is not for everybody either. But keep them interested. I think just keep them things off the internet, off the computer. I think more beneficial than having them just sitting on YouTube all day or Twitter, doing things on there.
Yeah, I agree. If she was to become a firefighter, an EMT or something that along the lines that you do, yeah, I think that would be cool, and it wouldn't surprise me. Kids tend to gravitate towards what their parents did. I didn't. My dad was he was definitely in the food service and stuff, and I obviously went to the engineering side, but my son followed me down that path. And my daughter on that same note, she kind of went into the engineering. She was into interior design, not to be confused with interior decorating. So she was kind of on that, like, of an engineering type field. Evelyn may do that.
Yeah, but the nice thing is she's doing other things like art, and she does play soccer. She does do sports and stuff, so she's an outgoing kid. She's not just a sit at home all day because kids, I don't know if I'm ready to cut her loose on the lawnmower yet this year, but I don't know, maybe if I have just let her ride around on it, maybe that might help. All right, Brad, is that time for me to get in there? So you have a good weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday. 82GDQ and 82PET73, Brad, have a good weekend. Talk to you on Monday.
KC2PET, this is KE2GDQ. 73s, have a great weekend, Ross. Talk to you on Monday, and we are clear for today.